All right, good morning. This is Pastor Bill bringing you another News in Focus from ChristianPost.com for the Bereans out there who are searching the Scriptures daily to find whether those things are true. It says, ChristianPost.com, it says, Iran will become a Christian country, says evangelical pastor. This is by Michael Grabowski, the Christian Post reporter, November 14th at 4:51 p.m. It says an Iranian evangelical pastor has stated that eventually the Islamic Republic of Iran will become a Christian country, even amidst increased state-sponsored persecution. Dr. Hormaz Shariat, founder of Iran Alive Ministries, told Family Research Council President Tony Perkins these things at an event sponsored by FRC on Wednesday. Iran will become a Christian country, and that's not up to me. It's Jeremiah 49:38 that promises that. We are moving in that direction fast, said Shariat. So I feel like it's an adequate thing that I should read to you, the listener, because many of you are listening in the vehicle. Some of you are listening while walking around the house or on the block on your daily walk, on your iPod or on your phone. So here goes. Jeremiah chapter 49, verse 38 says this. sticky finger. Here we are. And I will set my throne in Elam and will destroy from thence the king and the princes. Chapter 49 and verse 38 saith the Lord. It shall come to pass in the latter days that I will bring again the captivity of Elam, saith the Lord. It's Jeremiah 49:38. Well, I have to tell you that it is not really obvious to me that that is what that verse is saying. Perhaps Elam is pointing to Iran. We'll see. There is a spiritual vacuum in Iran, and the people are hungry spiritually. That's when we share the gospel, share the word of God through television. People sit there for hours, take notes. Shariat, who has a Christian broadcast that airs in Iran and has been dubbed the Billy Graham of Iran, saw significant growth of Christianity in the nation. Iran is so open to the gospel. So many people are coming to Christ through our ministry in the U.S. and in Europe, but especially in Iran, said Shariat. As we share the gospel through television, people come to Christ, and not just easy believers, they have become dedicated followers of Jesus Christ. Shariat's statements on the growth of Christianity in Iran correspond with a report by Open Doors USA, a persecution watchdog group. Open Doors reported in March that there was explosive growth of Christianity in the Islamic Republic, even while the regime of Iran is ranked by Open Doors as one of the worst persecutors of Christians. Shariat's remarks came as part of the FRC webcast event entitled The Cry of the Martyrs, The Threat to Religious Liberty Around the World. The webcast involved FRC President Perkins interviewing various experts on the issue of international religious intolerance, as well as videos on the painful experiences of those who endure persecution. In addition to Shariat, other speakers for the webcast, and then it gives a list of them. In his conversation with Perkins, Ogabi talked about an anti-Christian, this is Emmanuel Ogabi, Nigerian Christian attorney, talked about anti-Christian violence in Nigeria being perpetuated by the terrorist organization Boko Haram. Ogabi has been a critic of the State Department's response to the persecution of Christianity in this homeland. In October 2011 FRC event, Ogabi said the State Department was in a never-never land when it came to the situation in Nigeria. So in other words, America, as usual, especially the Obama administration, will ignore the plight of believers internationally. Now, before I get too hard on President Obama, my dear President, for whose conversion to Jesus Christ I am praying, I want to just remind us that Iraq became hostile to Christians under the Bush administration. You say, what's your fuel for that? Well, my fuel for that is that I have been there twice, and I have noticed the change. I remember being there in 2003 and seeing the Chaldean Christians that were open about their faith, and were able to be Christians, and were accepted by Muslims. And I was there in 2006, and it was not so much that way. All the Christians I knew in 2003 in downtown Baghdad have had to leave the country. And so all you have to do is keep your nose in the news to know that that all happened under a previous administration. So while I certainly don't think that this president that we have today is pro-Christian, I will go on the record as saying that my previous president, for whom I love all things apple pie in Texas, he was not all that for Christians either. And some of you think I just committed treason. You just make the most of it. Now, why am I interested in this news article? Well, because I'm the missions coordinator here at Berean Baptist Church as the assistant pastor. That's one of my functions, and I am very happy to do so. Listen to this scripture, if you will. Matthew chapter 24 and verse number 13. verse number 14. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. It's interesting to note that in Revelation chapter 5, verse 9, the elders standing before the throne say that Christ has redeemed us to God out of every kindred, tribe, people, and nation. That's Revelation 5. And a lot of pre-tribulation rapture folks, oddly enough, will say that that's before the seals are open, and therefore is before the tribulation period begins. Well, of course, this preacher, this speaker doesn't believe that that is necessarily before the tribulation begins in Revelation 5:9, but let's just say that it is. Well, then we have a problem, because Matthew 24:14 says that all nations would have the gospel preached to them before the end of the age. And the end of the age, apparently, is during this tribulation period. If you read Matthew 24, the end is mentioned twice. It says that they that endure to the end shall be saved. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached, and then shall the end come. So there are several times when the end is mentioned. And so, apparently, before this end occurs, the gospel must be preached among all nations, even Iran. And so God is calling people out of every kindred, tribe, people, and nation. I have a special affinity towards the conversion of the Muslim nations, and here's why. By and large, they are east of Jerusalem. If you'll study the history of missions, by and large, although there have been some cutbacks, and I'm not talking about cutbacks as in tailoring back the effort. I'm talking about geographically speaking, even though there has been reach back eastward towards Africa from the U.S. continent, it was short-lived. More often, if you read the history of missions, it is a westward movement. Just read the book of Acts. There is a westward expansion recorded by Luke as Paul is called over into Macedonia in chapter 16 and then endeavors, according to the book of Romans, to go beyond into Spain. And it's not long after that they're in the British Islands and so forth. And then, later on, a millennium later, they go westward still into the United States and the North and South America continents before it's called the United States, of course. And then we've seen great things happen. I've been reading in the 1800s, we reached into the Hawaiian Islands and into the Pacific. And then, yes, the British were sending missionaries eastward to China through things like the China Inland Mission through Hudson Taylor, but westward as well from America. There's been a great missions push from America into Korea and China. And we're seeing westward missions movement until I believe it will end up gospel saturation, not post-millennialism, but a gospel, at least gospel saturation, revival of sorts, not just in China like what is happening now, but eventually the stands. I believe we're going to find a gospel movement in this preacher, this man who is effectively ministering to those in Iran, believes that it will eventually be a Christian nation. Have I proved that he's right with this short recording? No, I haven't. But I believe the Bible says that each nation will have the gospel of the kingdom preached superfluously within it. Abundantly. And so, if that's the case, then it makes good sense to me that if this has to happen before the end of the age, that we're going to see more and more Muslims coming to Christ. More and more missionaries coming to the Muslim nations, and more Islamic Republic of Iranians coming to Jesus Christ. You look forward to it. You pray for it. May God be glorified in our efforts. Post your comments directly to this recording.